Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to wish everyone a happy new year and welcome to 2026. I wish everyone health and happiness, and we at Way Memorial Hospital are here for you and for your health if you need us. Again, thank you for listening. On today's show, my guest is Erica Collins. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How was your holidays?
It was great. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's always nice to have some time off and spend with family,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Great. For those of you that may not know, Erica's been on the show a couple of times. Erica works in our human resource department here at Way Memorial, and you are a recruiter, correct?
Yes.
How long have you been with HR?
So I have been in the HR department here at Way Memorial Hospital for about 4.5 years.
I will tell the story. Probably every time I interview, I remember when you walked in, because you came into our public relations department at one time just to kind of say hi and maybe consider here, but then you decided to go with HR, which I think, like we talked about, I think it's a perfect fit for you.
I do. I love it. I love the role. I love being able to meet new people and help them with their career path. It's just such it's a great role.
Yeah, it is. Fun. It is. And you do a great job. So thank you. And thank everyone in human resources. They are just a wonderful team to work with.
Yes, we do. We have a great team over there. It's fun to be with them.
Right. So, you know, when we look at human resources, there's jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Way Memorial has some positions that you're actively recruiting. Can you talk about those?
Yes, absolutely. We are actively recruiting. So we're currently hiring nurse aides and phlebotomists, as well as other roles in the clinical setting, such as, you know, pharmacy technicians, registered nurses, and licensed practical nurses. However, our biggest need right now is really for the nurse aides and phlebotomists.
Wow. And like people may not think, but you know, our labs are open 24/7 and we have different sites and things like that.
Correct.
And the nurses aides are such an important role, you know, within the hospital. Do they need previous experience or like a certification to qualify for these two positions?
That's a great question. So you don't need prior experience or a certification for these two roles, but a high school diploma or a GED is required. So we do offer on-site training for both the nurse aide and the phlebotomist. So you can qualify without any kind of previous experience. These positions, as you said, they're a vital part of our clinical team, and we're now offering increased pay rates and sign-on bonuses for nurse aides and phlebotomists.
Wow. Yes. Right. Yeah, because again, the hospital is open 24/7.
24/7, yes.
We need these positions. They are vital to our staff. You know, so if someone is interested in a health career, can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. I mean, if you're interested in a healthcare career, especially in a clinical role, I think the first step really is to, you know, becoming a nurse aide is a great option. It's a great way to gain hands-on experience and kind of begin that journey in the field. So we also offer educational reimbursement program. So working as a nurse aide could be the perfect first step towards building a really rewarding career.
Right. And we have, I think, I'm sure we don't have a count right now, but we have numerous employees have started as a nurse's aide or even other departments have gone through some of these programs, the one specifically we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, and have worked their way up, right?
Yes.
And even from there, there are other pathways as well. So, you know, we have people as nurses' aides that now are registered nurses and supervisors and clinical managers.
Right.
It is truly
there
amazing
is so
to see
growth
the growth
opportunity.
Yes, right.
There is some great growth opportunity for in the clinical roles for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming back to the licensed practical nurse program, I understand that you partner with Career Technology Centers, correct?
Correct. Career Technology Centers. So it's over in Dixon City.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic school. They offer a fantastic licensed practical nurse program. It's wonderful. It's highly rated. Program. It's a 15-month accelerated program, so it's really, really what they do a great job.
Mm-hmm. And so, if someone, you know, wants to apply to the LPN program, how does that work?
Well, I want to back up and talk a little bit about this. So, Okay. Wayne Memorial Hospital, you know, we employ licensed practical nurses to work in most hospital units. So, you know, it's really the ideal fit then for us to partner with them. So, you know, partnering with Career Technologies, they offer this great program. We employ licensed practical nurses. So it's a fantastic fit. So we cover the cost of our current employees to attend the program at CTC. And in return, those who commit to working at Wayne Memorial Hospital, they have to commit to 2 years in return.
Right.
It's a great opportunity.
Right. Again, you know, that is just an amazing opportunity for individuals.
Yes.
But what does the pathway look for someone who's interested in that LPN program? Because it's just like you just don't kind of walk up the street and start that, right?
Exactly. So I think, you know, a great pathway, you know, to get started is to begin, if you're interested in the clinical role, is to start working as a nurse aide and work in that role for at least a year. You do have to be employed at Wayne Memorial Hospital for a year to be qualified or, you know, be considered for the LPN program.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've worked for a year, you know, you are now qualified, and your next step would be to apply at Career Technology Center for the program. And so once you're approved and then enrolled into the program, you start your journey. And that journey looks like a 15 months, you know, of working part-time, at least 16 hours at Wayne Memorial Hospital while you attend the licensed practical nurse program at CTC.
Right. And it makes sense. So, you know, here we are doing a recruitment, right, mm-hmm. for nurse's aide and phlebotomist. But if someone wants to move further in that nursing world, right, and mm-hmm. say LPN, a nurse's aide position, you know, you apply for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great time to do it. We're doing
Absolutely.
The recruitment campaign, right?
Right.
You do that for a year. You can continue working in that role, right, for 16 hours if you get into this LPN program
right.
through CTC,
and
right?
And you're working alongside other LPNs. So
right.
Working alongside registered nurses. So you're really, it's a great path.
Right.
You're getting experience in the classroom setting
right.
and then also hands-on experience. So
yeah.
It really sets you up for success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a couple of people from here, from the hospital, that went through that program, and
mm-hmm.
they are extremely happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because as an LPN, what are some of the roles that they would do versus like a nurse's aide? Is there a little, there are different, right?
They're
a little bit
different.
More responsibility.
Yes, a little bit more responsibilities.
You kind of maybe, as a nurse, you do a lot of hands-on. Yes, you do and stuff,
yes.
But like more advanced clinical stuff,
absolutely.
Medications and stuff like that.
Yes, working underneath the registered nurses and their,
mm-hmm.
you know, guidance there. So,
right.
Yeah.
But, and again, all of these positions, you know, the nurse, it is, you know, they're trained and they work with already people that are in that field that help them get through it, right?
Correct. Yes.
Right.
We have a very supportive staff. Yes.
Exactly. Because some people, like you said, may say, oh, I have no experience. But again, they don't need
right.
that, right? They're
exactly.
going to be trained on the
job.
Yes. That's what a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that is really fantastic. Are we also hiring in other areas of the hospital? Just
mm-hmm.
in case if someone doesn't
yes.
want non-clinical,
yeah,
right?
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are offering other positions, non-clinical positions, such as registration clerks. We are hiring in registration,
mm-hmm.
And also medical secretaries in our different specialty clinics, urology and physician specialty clinics and cardiology, et cetera.
Right, and
so,
those are expanding too.
Yes.
Like, you know, we have different areas, you
Mid
know,
Valley.
Besides
mm-hmm.
Mid-Valley, you know, Wilkes-Barre up in Barnes, Kaysen up in Susquehanna County,
mm-hmm.
we have specialty offices. So yeah, there's plenty opportunities out there for someone. What about benefits? You know, when people apply for these positions, are there benefits available?
There are. We offer great benefits here at Wayne Memorial
mm-hmm.
Hospital, as you probably know. So we offer comprehensive health care benefits. We have a great retirement plan, paid time off. We offer great paid time off accruals. So, yeah, some
right.
great benefits.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Yes, and, you know, people are like, well, do I get holidays off? Well, it will depend, right?
Depends on the role.
On your role and stuff like that. But we are a 24/7 facility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, some of the if someone applied for a medical secretary in another office or something, they may not be. But, again, that's what's so flexible about our paid time off.
Mm-hmm.
You accumulate that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of rolls into either sick time, vacation time, time or just taking a day off, right? Right,
exactly. Yeah. Yes. And you start to crew on your very first day. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's great PTO.
Right. I love the program myself.
Me too.
And I've been here for a long time. So I think one of the another big questions, how would someone apply for a position?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we the best way to apply is to go online to our website, which is wmh.org. And once you hit that home page, there's a careers tab on the right. It's purple. And there's three different sites there listed. And you would click on Wayne Memorial Hospital location. And then, you know, there'll be a full list of job opportunities once you click on that location.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then from there, you know, you just click on the job that you're most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we require you to set up a username and password. Don't forget that because you'll have to go back in. So write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can kind of view all the jobs that are posted with the job descriptions.
The qualifications exactly. and stuff like that. Right, mm-hmm. right. But again, those two ones were really kind of actively recruiting for, so nurse's aide and a phlebotomist mm-hmm. program. And
they're full time, part time, per diem, all three of them.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, great. Yes. Yeah, so that opportunity, which is again mm-hmm. another great thing about Wayne Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to have a January recruitment event?
Yes, we are. Mark your calendars.
Yes.
Wednesday, January 14th, we're hosting a walk-in Wednesday. So you can stop in at the Human Resources Building anytime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and you can meet with a recruiter. You know, we're, again, specifically recruiting for these two positions, the nurse aide and phlebotomist. So that's what we're focusing on that walk-in Wednesday. So if you're interested in either one of those positions, please stop in.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday, January 15th, we'll be offering some virtual interviews from 10 a.m. to 2. So more details about these events will be available on our website. If you're interested, you could always, you know, reach out to me. I'll give you my phone number and my email. You know, you can always reach out to me personally and, you know,
okay, set up. Great. What phone number can they call to reach you?
Sure. It's 570-251-6539.
Okay, great. And again, you know, if someone wants to set up that virtual interview, do they have to come in on the 14th or no?
No, like they can just give me a call and, you know, we'll have a brief conversation over the phone and we'll set that up. I'll send them a link via email and we'll have that all set up.
Do you recommend if someone is coming for an interview, what are some of the things that they should have with them? Or like, do you recommend like at least a one-page resume or some information? Or are those things that you can also work with when they do that walk-in Wednesday day?
Yeah, great question. It is helpful to have a resume in hand so we can review that with the candidate. And, you know, but everything is done online through our online portal system. So, I mean, they would have to submit an application regardless.
Okay.
If hired. So those are the steps. But right. It is helpful to have that resume. And if they don't, that's okay. We can, you know, if you're stopping in and you don't have that, feel free to stop in and have a conversation with us and we can go from there.
Do we like what happens if someone doesn't have a computer? Like I like to think of different scenarios. Do we have that opportunity to work with them, you know, to fill out that application online?
We do. We have a computer in our front desk area or our front office area, excuse me, when you walk into the Human Resources Building.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the library. You can go to the library and fill out the application on the library, or Workforce Alliance is helpful as well.
Exactly. You know what a really important question is if someone's coming in on that Wednesday on January 14th? What is the address of your building? Because you're not located in the hospital.
In the hospital. We are across the street from the emergency room entrance of the hospital, right next to the marketing house here too. So our address is 500 Park Street. It's a white house, like I said. It has a human resources sign in the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because oftentimes people will come to our building because we have that sign that says we're hiring on the front of our porch. It's actually not that building. We're the first white house. It's the second white house. And again, there is a sign that says human resources. But again, if you happen to pop in at our office here, we will send you right over to HR.
Sounds good.
So, Erica, any last words? I think you covered a lot today, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope to see some new faces in our human resources building on January 14th. I hope to get to, you know, meet some new people and talk about some career paths with them and introduce them to Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Yes, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So again, yes, thank you so much, Erica, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Canaya, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening. And again, Happy New Year and have a wonderful day.